The Werribee Kia open line is open, 1300 736 736, on Hutchie's idea. If it's a reduced fixture, we jam as many blockbusters in as possible. We played two derbies, we played two showdowns, we played two Collingwood v Essendon games. 1300 736 736. We know it's not going to be a fair fixture if it's a reduced fixture, so why not jam as many blockbusters in as possible? A couple coming here in support of Hutchie's idea. Hutchie's idea is spot on. It'll generate the most money for the AFL to rescue the AFL financially. Hutchie's idea is another one. Hutchie's idea should be considered. Anything that gets a season or part of it should be looked at. 1300 736 736 is the number, or on the speckle text 0433 98 11 16. Matt Keenan is about to join me from isolation day 7. John in Bundoora, though, before Matt. Welcome to you, John. Thanks for holding for so long.
Oh, just another topic before Hutchie's topic. Dwayne, I wasn't talking about... no one's rang up to say about AFL. It's not a good thing it's closed down, but it's a good thing because to show that the people and players run this game. Now, get all the pays of CEO to the bottom, freeze their pays, pay 50% of the players, and that's all, and get rid of Gold Coast. That's costing a lot of money to them. And that's all it's all about, the AFL. AFL should look after grassroots and look after the fans and the players. That's all it is.
No, fair thought, John. In some respects, get rid of the Gold Coast. They are costing a lot of money, but I can't see the AFL reducing it from 18 teams. I can see them all surviving. And the Gold Coast, and we heard from St Kilda today earlier on Gerard Whateley's show as well, they're all planning that the AFL, even if it does cut back, will cut back and still have 18 teams. Another one coming through supporting Hutchie. I support Hutchie's idea. It's a good idea. Brian from St Albans. Back to your texts and your calls very shortly. 1300 736 736. Dwayne's World for Robot Building Supplies. Robot Building Supplies have got it, and they deliver at Robot Building Supplies. You can check them out at robotbuildingsupplies.com.au, and the greatest luxury adventures on earth at Abercrombie and Kent. Matt Keenan joins me in isolation. Welcome again, Matt.
And Dwayne, if I may, I'd like to join Hutchie as well, because the fixture's not fair anyway, and let's reduce travel if we do get things back up and running. I like it.
Would you have a best of three showdowns, maybe?
Best of three might be a little bit of a stretch, but I think go with the showdowns. Have the South Australian teams play each other a couple of times, the West Australian teams play each other a couple of times, likewise in New South Wales. And Gold Coast versus the Brisbane Lions, reduce travel as much as possible and get those blockbusters happening. I'm all for it.
Yeah, there's been some lateral ideas coming through on a lot of sports on the speckle text and a few from the phones as well. Interesting one yesterday, they should have a Zwift Tour de France. So get all the riders on their bike in their lounge room, Matt, and ride a tour.
They could, but I exchanged messages with your man, Sam Edmund, yesterday, and he spoke about some of the races on Zwift. And what you have to do on Zwift is it's all based on power to weight, right? So say you weigh 90 kilograms and I weigh 80 kilograms. If you're producing 300 watts of power and I'm producing 300 watts of power, I'm going faster than you are because I weigh less. So people often cheat with how much they say that they weigh. Because if you weigh less, you're going to go faster for the same amount of power. Mm. Now, Nathan Huss, who's one of Australia's best cyclists, he rides the Tour de France. He's over in Europe. He's in lockdown in Spain. He joined in one of these races just recently, last week, and he thought, I'll just go out, I'll have a little bit of fun. He rode B grade on a Zwift community ride. Couldn't win it. They're making Lance Armstrong look like an amateur when it comes to cheating. There's a whole bunch of middle-aged blokes that weigh 59 kilograms all of a sudden.
Of course. Very nice stuff. Hey, what are people doing around the world? What are the elite riders and what are the novice riders doing around the world in their lockdown situation just to keep themselves active riding-wise? Because I presume there are a lot of bikes in lounge rooms at the moment, you know, up on the holder or whatever you call it.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. There's a lot of that. And you know, somebody like Amanda Spratt, for example, whose Olympic dreams for this year have been put on hold for another 12 months. And she was a real chance for Australia because at the World Championships for the last 2 years, she's had a bronze medal and a silver medal. She was a big chance in Tokyo. So she's doing a ride which starts at 8 o'clock tonight. And it's a community ride online from her lounge room in Italy. And she'll do a couple of hours with the community ride. And then she'll probably end up doing an extra hour of some specific training herself. Another one of the members of that team, Jessica Allen, who's from Western Australia, she did a little tutorial last night of how to make gnocchi. One of the South African guys, Louis Menkes, he's tried to become a baker. He tried to do a fluffy white loaf of bread. It looks more like a Turkish flatbread. He will not be opening a boulangerie in Paris anytime soon. But one that I think some of our audience might enjoy is Sam Bewley, a Kiwi who rides with the Mitchelton Scott team. He thought that he'd do a Test 11 in cricket because he's a big cricket fan from the time that he's been alive. So he went with the past 25 years. And as a Kiwi, given that it's just in the time that he's been alive, he couldn't find a spot for Richard Hadlee in his team, in his first 11. His Twitter feedback went into meltdown from New Zealand.
I could just imagine that the respective thoughts of different people to keep themselves sane is quite interesting right now, Matt. And in some ways, you know, I've been trying to look at the glass half full on this program as well. You have to be able to see some light at the end of the tunnel in these times. Surely you can't just say, we had one on the text, it's ridiculous to think we're going to get any AFL at all this year. Why are we even talking about what the possibilities are? But you've got to keep up some hope. I'm sure there's many a cyclist at the moment that realises that they kind of have to stay fit in the mayhem just in case things break and they do get a chance to ride. How long can a rider stop riding for, Matt, without losing condition?
Normal off-season for professional cyclists would be 2 to 3 weeks. Probably 2 weeks tops without riding at all. And then an extra week or another 2 weeks on top of that with just some light riding. So not a lot. And you've been there. You've been a professional athlete playing for the Cats. How hard would it be for you to try and maintain that energy mentally to think, I need to keep training, I need to stay fit for, hang on, what for? When am I going to play again? It's going to be really, really tough for any athlete. But the other thing that comes into stark, you know, realisation now is, remember at school and the football player was the cool kid or the guitar player was the cool kid. All of a sudden, that nerdy kid up the front that was really good at science, that's the most important kid. They're the hero right now. They're the one we're barracking for.
Absolutely. And let's hope they can make a breakthrough for us so all us little sport heads who haven't got quite the size brain that they've got can benefit from it, Matty. What have you been doing outside the house?
I've been trying to homeschool, and it's a little bit of a challenge. Oh. So when I do eventually get my kids back to school, I'm going to be taking some sort of a gift or a big hug if we can actually get rid of the social distancing to both of the teachers for my two kids. And next time that I see teachers lobbying for pay increase, I'm going to be there with them because they need compensation. And what has been amazing has been some of the things that we've seen coming out on social media about people's lighthearted perspective on it. And the homeschooling stuff has been hilarious. There was a guy from Ireland yesterday who got online and just apologised to every single teacher that he has ever had. He's at home with his five-year-old and wants to expel his five-year-old after 2 days. It is trauma.
Facing here for the next 3 weeks, given that school holidays have essentially just started.
Yeah, we are. And what I did this morning was once the kids had breakfast, they got dressed, they made their room, I went out into the garage, I got them on the stationary bike, and I made them do 20 minutes each just to try and tire them out a little bit. I want them fatigued, Dwayne.
Did you give them the option of not getting within 5 metres of Dad while Dad's home in isolation for 14 days and then they can go out? Or are they so young that you kind of couldn't give them that option?
I didn't touch them for the first week. So I didn't hug them. I didn't get within 2 metres of them for the first week of being home. And today is the first time that I've had physical contact with my kids since getting home last Wednesday. So we've got a double-storey house. In the time where they've been at home, I've been upstairs and they've been downstairs. And beyond the element of am I sick or did I have coronavirus or do I not have coronavirus, and I'm still in that isolation process, I want to set the right example to my kids as well that this is not just about us, this is bigger than us, and we've got to do the right thing.
Matty, great to have a chat to you. We'll check in with you tomorrow. Only got about 15 seconds on internet break, but what was that first hug like?
Unbelievable. I couldn't let go. It was beautiful, mate. We now know what's really important, don't we?
Absolutely. I've got tears in my eyes just thinking about that first hug. after so long. Yeah, what a moment. We'll take a break. You with Dwayne's.